Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
We here.
Right. Yeah, let's get it, man. Let's get it, man.
Big 40.
Let's get it,
let's
man.
Let's get it.
All right. I got you. It's lit. This is all on. You ready? You ready?
Oh, you ready?
You ready?
Hold on. Wait.
You got everything queued up.
Hold on.
You know what I'm saying? Because this is for the hip hop heads. You know what I'm saying? This is for the niggas that understand the essence of hip hop, what hip hop is. You know what I'm saying?
Tell them.
Shout out to Champion of the Sound.
Tell them.
This is all on me. Devo the Genius. Shout out to you, my guy. Great compilation. Let's get it. Turn up outside for my man. Turn up outside so they can hear it. Let's get it.
I can feel this shit in my soul. I swear to God.
Come on, baby.
Y'all good? Oh, you can hear it outside?
Good. All right. You know I'm saying 2024. We in the building.
It's lit. This is everything I need. I gotta get it on my own. Blessings falling in my feet.
Yep.
Following my dreams. I can see that bright light shine every single time. This is everything I need.
Come on.
This is everything I saw, understand. There's some things you can't see, nigga. But I can see that bright light shine every single time. This is everything I need.
Come on, son. For the hip hop heads, nigga. We ain't playing. Champion Sounds out now.
It's all on me. I swear it's all on me. If the sky comes down, then it falls on me. When it rains, I can hear sounds of thunder in my sleep. And I wonder what it means. Your bitch fell in love with my aura and my steel.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did, nigga. You ain't me, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody. Yo. Shout out to Champion Sound. Shout out to Devo the Genius, the whole crew out there. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to the episode of It's Late Boston. We are your host, Sam Show, host of Mike. The whole gang is here. Shout out to O in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Angie in the building.
Thank you, Angie in the building. What's up?
Y'all see
the new decor and all of that. You know what I mean? What I'm saying? What's poppin', baby?
Upgrading, baby, every day.
Yo, man, we here, man.
Listen, they got a whole new show.
We here, baby.
He got smooth with it.
We here, baby.
A pair of shades on this shit, man. Nigga, what's popping, my niggas?
Listen, man, I'm just glad to see you guys, bro.
This shit, man. It's
always a pleasure seeing you guys.
Stop. Listen, it really is. You look like you just saw. I got to look up to you when you see.
Ain't nothing new, bro. Ain't nothing new.
Whoa, slow down.
Ain't nothing new. You know what I'm saying?
You right though. You're the OG.
We looking up the same because you know when he's standing up, like, yeah, what up?
Nah, I see you, nigga. I don't look up to that nigga's eyes. You wildin', my nigga.
So you just stare at his chest?
Nah, whoa. I'm just saying. I look wherever I look, nigga.
Get him, Mikey.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, he trying.
Oh shit, man. What's popping, fellas? What's going on, man? We finally together again.
I'm gonna get show his diva shit, you know what I mean?
Oh shit, yeah. That's what I like it. We're back, man. Listen. As y'all heard in the beginning of the intro, you know what I'm saying? You gonna do your thing? Or you want Mike gonna go?
Oh, we back on? Shout out to all of our new, shout out to all of our subscribers.
Thank you, bro.
All the various DSPs. We out here. We on Snapchat, we on Spotify, we on TikTok, on IG.
We on Snapchat? Who you thotting with on Snapchat?
No, we ain't on Snapchat, are we?
Nah, you definitely thotting.
Snapchat.
He thotting and plotting.
Hey, was that a Freudian slip?
Hey, man, nah, we good.
That
may
be a Freudian slip. But yo, we on TikTok, IG, Spotify, Apple Music, iHeart, we on everywhere, yo. Shout out to all of our subscribers. Please make sure you like, share, subscribe. On YouTube, hit that notification bell. That way you know every time we post new content.
Yes, sir.
Because we always posting some content.
It's lit.
Right? Yo, follow my man right here. Just be snapping. IG.
It's lit.
I am show on IG. Dubside General on IG. Lit. Spoken X on IG. It's lit. Boston Podcast on IG.
Let's get it.
We out here, bro. We out here.
What's going on? Turn the music down a little bit. Just a little bit. So we don't have to raise our voice too crazy over the beat. There we go.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was about to turn up crazy. I got Henny in my system, nigga. This nigga turn the music loud.
I'm
trying to keep it cool. You know what I'm saying?
I just
raise our tones a little bit. You know what I mean?
Fellas, what's popping, man? Good to see y'all.
Listen, I'm happy to see all of y'all, man. Everybody. Yo. Listen, O's the man.
O's
I love
the man,
O.
Yo.
I love O. Because he's been missing for the past few weeks.
O came in looking like Jason
Statham. O's got his man
looked like he was going to run in with two guns and shit.
He's a passport bro. You know what I'm saying?
He was definitely coming in with revolvers.
Facts.
Definitely.
Yo.
Pow, pow. Bang.
This nigga was posting pictures. I'm like, damn, this nigga out there, son. Like, all right, jealous, nigga.
Yo,
what's up?
That's Globetrotter O right there.
Oh.
All day.
Hold on.
Globetrotter O.
Oh, shit.
My God.
My nigga Mikey came back shooting from the three.
Yo, let it go,
my nigga. Hey, proud of you, my guy. You out there doing your thing, oh.
Hell
proud
yeah,
of you out
bro.
Here, you know
what's
what I mean?
Going on, man?
Hey, listen. Only thing I got to say, man, is I'm happy to see y'all.
Facts.
Y'all beards is looking like it's been prospering.
Come on,
yo, listen. This is the first time I get to see my nigga show, right? Because he been like a stay-at-home dad recently. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Yo, so
business.
You know what I mean? He showed up with the bonnet on. I love it.
Ready to go.
You know what I mean?
I was going to say that, but I was like, nah, I'll let him rock with it.
Y'all seen it in a few weeks. You got to get it together. You know what I'm saying?
You going to shoot some shit?
Yeah, you're not. I got mad shit coming.
Okay,
just,
okay,
you know
okay,
what I'm
okay.
We holding
okay.
It down.
Okay.
Stuff in the tuck. School vacation. So, you know, I saw some shit for school vacation.
Fire.
And that, you know
fire.
What I'm saying? So, we got some things coming.
We can always tell when shows work it. Like, if you watch his stories, he'll put, like, some cryptic message. Then he'll start sharing shit.
Like a shorty.
And I'd be like, yo, look at like this nigga. Shorty. Yeah, like he changed by the seasons.
Yep. 1,000%, man. Never the same, man.
I'm noticing
never
that,
the same,
bro.
Did y'all even enjoy winter? Did we have a winter?
I enjoy. Well, listen, hold on. Winter
I'm
ain't over.
I'm thrilling at this
winter,
point
winter,
right now.
Yo, stop. Winter ain't over. So let's not speak things out.
You're right.
Boston in March and April be crazy. Let's just let things rock.
Okay. All right. Cool.
But
what
it's
about
gonna
you
be
fellas,
like 50
though?
Degrees all week.
What's going on? What's going on, Mikey?
Oh, you want to know what's going on?
Yeah,
going
please.
On, man. Big 40.
Big 40.
What's my name? Big 40.
Okay. All right. So
yeah. So. But
we want to hurt you so.
Listen.
Your bones hurting now.
Nah,
heavy,
baby.
Nigga.
I'm smooth, baby.
Okay.
I'm smooth.
Talk to him, nigga.
Okay.
Oh,
to him,
yeah.
Bro. So wait. How's 40 feel?
40 feels amazing. Listen, mm-hmm. So I turned 40 this month, beginning of this month. It's lit. I've been celebrating all month. Yo, shout out to the fam. Family, they did a surprise thing last night.
Word?
For me and O.
Fire.
Because his birthday's 2 weeks after
shout
mine.
Out
so,
shout out to O.
We both turned 40, so I had two parties on my birthday weekend. Then my family got together. Then the second weekend, it took me out to steak.
Okay, ooh.
STK.
Ooh.
Oh, come on.
Nah.
STK.
Nah.
Let me spell it out.
Nah. So wait.
Nah, I'm going to say nah. I'm going to say.
It wasn't what it was?
I'm going to say y'all go there. The shorty's going there to take their picture in
that's
front
it.
Of the STK.
You know,
I mean, that's all they're going there for.
Yeah, because the food wasn't doing it.
Okay, I've heard.
Say what
heard.
You want to say.
I've heard.
Then last night, the family surprised me with a birthday thing, you know.
Okay.
It was a good vibe.
All did right. It feel good?
It felt good. Okay. Felt incredible. You know, big 40.
No, but shout out to you, bro.
Big
you,
40.
You
bro.
Made it to 40, bro.
Facts.
And I'm going to take a little moment to say this. Literally on my birthday, the first thing I did was I just stopped and thought about.
Turn the music down
all
one, more
the ones,
one more level.
All the ones that didn't make it to 40. Because you know where we at.
Yeah.
Was, I was thinking about
why
the ones.
Why do y'all always
thinking,
say
because,
that
because,
shit,
because,
bro.
Because. I feel blessed.
Niggas die every day, B.
Yeah, but that's different, bro. That's different, bro.
No.
I wasn't supposed to make
he
it.
He has show hasn't.
Why
gone.
Do you say that? No, don't say that. You don't know shit about my. You don't know nothing about my childhood like that.
Oh,
I'm,
here we go.
Don't say nothing
here
like
we
that.
Go.
Here
don't
we
say
go.
Nothing
I'm
about
trying,
that.
I'm trying,
it's always the baddie you want to make it about her.
No. Why I'm understand what I don't understand about you saying that is you, why do you have. What is it, survivor's remorse?
No, whatever? I don't have survivor's remorse.
You sure? Because why do you say I shouldn't have made it? What do you mean you shouldn't have made it?
Because
that's what I don't understand.
My man can relate. Where we grew up.
You're not expected.
You're not expected to make it past 20, bro.
Okay.
And we got mad homies that didn't.
Okay, no,
so,
I understand that.
So I sat there and I reminisced.
It's just reflection.
Yes, I reminisced
it's
on.
It's reflection on where we came from.
Facts. And
the people that we... Don't
yes.
Are no longer here.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, the
respect
people,
to them.
You know
not
mean?
Disrespect.
Because it's not even just friends; it's family.
It's
also,
family.
Because yes. Right?
You know, I've had a lot of loss.
Right,
yes, you have.
Right,
so
right.
it was reflecting on my 40 years. Those that didn't make it to 40. So I said, you know what? I got to make sure going on. I need to make sure I make every year count.
No, you're right.
Okay. I got to do it. I got to do it big
yes,
on
sir.
All fronts.
Yes, sir.
But yo, it's good. I feel blessed.
You're a full adult.
Yo, and I feel it.
Feel adult now.
Yo, I was sitting there watching TV, saw some commercial on there. Oh, yo, this is dumb as shit. This is some kid shit, y'all. I'm really feeling it.
Yeah,
it's I'm like, yo, y'all. I've been sitting like, yo, y'all listen to this shit?
Yo, bro, we did.
Yo.
We did. We made it, though. Like, even our shit, when we was listening to it when we was younger, it was ignorant.
Oh, yeah, but it was.
Nobody understood it.
Yeah, but we didn't
bro,
care.
We kept computers puted.
Facts.
Facts.
And he's still puting.
still putin'.
And now look at him.
Yeah.
He evolved. Yo, you know what I really will say?
When you hold on, Sam. How you been, bro? Before we move on, because I see you trying to transition.
I gotta catch
you.
You
doing that quick?
Nah, it's the blood oranges and shit. You know what I mean?
Yo, hold on. Yeah, I want to talk about that fancy.
Go ahead. Let him get his shit off. Yep. Hold on.
Well, for me, you know, I'm glad to see you guys. You know what I mean? I'm definitely glad to see my nigga O. Because you know we all been busy. Show been busy. You been busy, Mikey. Orlando's been fucking traveling and not getting COVID. Shout out to that nigga.
Shout out to that. Shout out to your stomach. In different countries.
I was going to say.
Shout out to you.
I know you got the meds on deck. Right. Yeah. Lord.
And then I just been doing a lot of photo shoots. Shout out to the homie, the big homie, Rufus.
Yes, sir.
We went over to In The Mix at his spot because the day we were originally supposed to do it, he got mixed up.
We all,
Everybody got mixed up. So then we had to push it to the next week.
Yep.
But we made it happen. And it was dope that we was able to go in there and see the establishment.
Ladies.
Definitely go to In The Mix.
Matter of fact, I'm not even going to talk to the ladies. Fellas.
Behave.
That's going to be the spot, man.
So
it's going to be one of the spots.
Where is it at? What's it about?
It's right there in PBD Square, which is Ashmont Square.
Yes, sir.
It's
center. Right dead center.
Right across the street from where 7-Eleven was.
Yes, sir.
Where Ashmont Grill used to be?
Boom.
Yeah.
Oh.
Boom.
What is it?
In The Mix.
That's what it's called.
What is it?
It's a restaurant.
So it's basically got a restaurant. It's like a little, not a little. I don't want to say
no,
little.
No.
Lounge, if you want to downplay.
Lounge style restaurant.
Boom. Ooh,
what type of cuisine?
We're gonna wait and see because the Lobster King is the chef.
Ooh.
And his food is bomb.
Well,
I've had his food. So
I hope
there's
more than lobster, because damn.
No. Even everything on the menu that I've had I only had one thing, but when I had his food, it was fantastic.
So that's going to be the spot for the summer?
I'm just saying it's one of the spots.
Oh, we definitely going to go in there.
Yeah, we definitely going to go there. It's one of the spots. Definitely added to the list.
For sure.
So I can't wait to see all the reels.
For sure.
All little, you know what I'm saying, everybody, all little influencers out there making it pop. Shout out to Rufus. Shout out to Lobster King. I forgot his name. The whole crew. So I'm excited to see how that goes down. Because the ambiance inside is nice.
Oh, right. Yo, I saw the images.
Yeah, the ambiance is nice, man. It's all about the ambiance, really, nowadays. You got to sell it with the ambiance.
Honestly, I was just really happy that we had the comments. Conversation.
Facts.
Right?
Facts.
Because it was like a generational conversation where I was able to, we were able to have conversation with him because he wasn't really privy to Show's upbringing.
Yeah.
Okay. So for Show and him, it was like, you know, night and day because they were able to talk about both their experiences, and Rufus' experience is more relatable to Out.
Okay.
You know
what I mean? It is. Yes,
so
it is.
For him,
yeah,
he had kind of the same pathway of going to Philly, going to college out there, but then feeling like he had to come back because of the survivor's guilt.
Survivor's guilt, things that was going on.
That's where you got it from.
Yeah. Facts.
I was like, where you come up with that?
I'm like,
from?
Yo, this nigga. I'm like, bro.
Trying to be slick.
Honestly, I ain't going front with you. That's one of the very few episodes that had left me thinking about certain things.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just like understanding where the other generation outside of here comes from.
Boom.
You know what I'm saying?
That's all it was for, bro.
Because for me, it's like, all right, I know my upbringing. I know that, like, a lot of people won't fully understand that. It didn't come from that.
Right.
But seeing it from his point of view, it helped me see that, okay, cool. So the things that I did see, there was deeper things going on.
Facts.
That I didn't understand.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So it put everything in perspective big time. So shout out to you, Rufus.
That's what's up.
Shout out to Rufus.
It's perspective, man. Nah, he's really good. I'm really proud of that dude, because ever since we met him, he introduced me to him. I've been watching things that he's done, and he's definitely done a lot for the community. And that's honestly all the niggas ask for.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't care about, like, y'all know me. I don't care about the noise.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's always about the people that actually making, you know, on the foot, doing their thing out there.
Yeah.
That's all that matters to me.
And that's why I always wanted to highlight people like him, because
facts.
For people like him that come from where we're from.
Yeah.
Like,
Boston Wild Black, Phil, you know what I'm saying?
It's lit.
That's why I said, yo, bro, I texted him the other day. I was like, yo, I appreciate you because, you know, you let people know it's tangible.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I mean? Like, where we come from, it's tangible.
Yeah.
And that's why I was talking about where I've seen online lately. Like, when I see Nori and all of our hip-hop elders that we look up to, when they get put in the right mindset and put down the alcohol and they be working out and shit, they look amazing, bro.
Exactly.
And it's crazy because now imagine if you gave them that mindset when they was younger.
Yeah.
Sky's the limit.
A lot of our mindsets wouldn't be what it is. You know what I mean? Because our mindsets are based off of what we grew up listening
and
watching.
And what
I noticed something that I said when during that conversation was, I've always taken what I learned from the African American culture, because I'm Nigerian, as face value, in a sense of I know it's real life, but I've always been able to separate entertainment from real life. But I didn't understand how my people who I grew up with couldn't separate it. You know what I'm saying? Because their family members or whatever were actually living this type of lifestyle. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Even though some of mine were also, but I just was just like, he made that choice. That's his choice.
Right.
That was what he decided to do.
Right.
But I could take this as music, because y'all know I love DMX.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? But I ain't never done shit half the shit DMX did.
Facts.
But I just understand. Yeah. But I understand.
I feel like you've been barking a lot, though. I'm just saying. You know what I mean?
It's lit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yo. Not tip. Yeah. But the other shit that he went through, going through the system and all that, I didn't go through none of that.
Yeah.
But I just understood the pain and the separation problems that he had in that music.
Right,
the feeling of it, I understood.
Yeah.
You know, but the actual reality of it, no, of course not. You know what I'm saying? So,
but then that's the crazy part, right? Because it's wild. Like, even now that we the old heads, right? The young kids will listen to them some shit, but there'll be some lyrics in there that we just can't relate to.
Nah, not at all.
But to them,
it means everything.
You know what I mean? Like the Juice WRLD shit. Like, I'm learning more about Juice WRLD, where there was a clip of him saying, yo, I did drugs because I heard Future say.
Yeah. But see, that's it makes me.
It's influence, bro.
I understand the influence. You know what I'm saying? Remember, we were talking about the barbershop conversation.
Right, right, right.
And I really went home from that conversation and was just like, I realized it really dawned on me, because I was thinking about this. I was coming today and everything. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, I realized the difference in why I didn't really pay attention to people in the barbershop.
Why?
Because of my upbringing in Nigeria.
Yeah.
Because to me, the character and the principles people stood on over there is very different than the people
over here.
Cultural.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I couldn't really take time. I'm looking at position and what they're doing and the things that they're speaking on. Like here, the conversations about women is rampant.
Right.
Conversations about women is not rampant overseas.
Yeah.
They don't. That's not a conversation
starter. They're not talking about it
at all.
Yeah.
Because everybody, it's kind of like women. Not that women aren't anything.
It's men in a man's place and women's in a woman's place.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Super segregated.
So it's more of about. It's more about, you know, you getting a bunch of proverbs and shit like that, like real stone cold meaning of things, like quotes and shit that you're getting from the elders and stuff.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And like things that they speak about and the way they would say things, you would understand, like, okay, this dude really lived this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because he's so passionate about it, and it's like, nah, you don't want to do that. This is what happened to me. Boom, boom, boom. It was very different from the experiences that I saw in the barbershop. The barbershop talk was just like a bunch of niggas shooting the shit. These niggas was giving me life.
See, but for you, that they were giving you life, but the barbershop was giving us life too, because that's where I could go for the wisdom that I wasn't getting on the street.
Nah, 1,000%.
Exactly.
That's what I had to understand.
And my barber, the better connection I get with him, the better my cut is.
Nah, you're right. You're right. You're right. Also, I forgot the name of the spot, because I did go to a black barber in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Like, he was cutting my hair all the time, had the low cut season, all of that shit. I was lined up looking pretty.
Had you looking crazy. Looking
crazy.
Damn,
you know what I'm saying?
How long ago was that?
Yeah, this is a long time ago. I started going to the Dominicans. You know what I'm saying? But that's when I realized I went to the Spanish dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it changed. That changed for me.
Because you couldn't understand them.
Nah.
So now you're just coming in and you're just cutting my hair.
Yeah,
and
plus,
moving.
Plus, their conversations are different than ours.
Very different. Yeah.
Pussy and hookah.
That's
Dominican barbers love
crazy
hookah.
Yo,
love hookah.
But I ain't go front, to put the hot towel on me is fantastic. I appreciate it.
We got that at the black barbershop.
I know that. I know
shout
that.
Shout out to Boogs.
Yeah, there you go. Talk to niggas.
Wait. This is the last week of.
This is the last week of February. Last week of Black History Month.
Hey man, listen man. I've been seeing everything and.
You know what we got for Black
History? I'm proud of us, man.
What?
I'm proud of us, man.
Why?
Because through all the bullshit, even though with Trump selling fucking Trump shoes, whatever these dumb shits were.
January 6th.
January 6th. Like, that's some white boy shit. But just in the fact of where Black people are now at emotionally, I know we're always talking about the down shit, but I love seeing the elevation of it and the conversations that we are finally starting to have.
I mean, Black History Month is supposed to be about spotlighting the positives.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That's what it's supposed to be about.
Some of you niggas are still trash, but that's what we do, though, I guess.
Oh, well, yeah.
Add a little sauce.
Listen.
Did y'all see how the politician said, or the guy on CNN said that Trump made sneakers to relate to Black people?
Of course.
Yeah. And I believe that. Yeah, I believe that 1,000%.
What y'all think?
This nigga said, oh, it's so bright in here. All I can see is the black people.
It's lit. Yo, the man
he's a market genius.
The man said that black people like him better because he keeps getting indicted.
Facts.
I'm like, yo.
We love criminals, so apparently.
Get up out of here, my guy.
And we
guy.
Do.
We do love I criminals.
Ain't saying it's that, man.
Shout out to Razor. Bro.
No, we love Robin Hoods.
Oh,
absolutely!
I see what you did there.
I see what you did there.
Okay,
absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I like the wordplay.
But
yeah.
if we want to be real, I don't want to get all preachy. We do love the street shit.
We do.
That's why we sell trauma to each other.
Yes, man.
We
as,
do
as
man.
Entertainment, but not as. Nah, as
but,
life.
But entertainment life, is a depiction of real life.
Facts. Absolutely not, bro. I watch Game of Thrones. I don't mean I'm trying.
Tell me.
I'm trying to capture the Seven Kingdoms.
Tell me, show. So I got a theory about Game of Thrones.
Oh man.
Hold on, ready?
Let's get it.
So my theory of Game of Thrones is, you ever see any black people in Game of Thrones?
Yes.
How often?
Not that often.
Right. No.
Okay.
You don't see him often, right?
You're doing a new one.
No, time out. Actually, that's a lie. Because towards the end of the season.
Look what he said.
Towards a lie because of the warrior class I was with, the Khaleesi. Mm-hmm. They were all dark.
Don't do that.
I have to give it to him.
No,
but
hold on. Those are slaves, bro. Come
yes,
on.
So what were we, nigga?
No, hold on. And let's be serious. Yeah. The time frame of Game of Thrones is
1600s,
very
right?
It's over in Europe. So the amount of black, it's a completely fictional town.
No,
because they got Dorne, and Dorne is like.
Wait, time out. You didn't let me get it. You didn't let me get it. Right. My personal opinion of Game of Thrones is white people telling their story.
Yeah.
Right. Because the white people never have.
It's lit.
Right. We always hear about the black stories. This is white people telling their story, bro. And if you pay attention to how old heads used to teach us, they used to tell you white people come from where. Caucus Mountain.
Yeah.
It's lit.
Right? Where no black people are at.
Yeah.
Okay. Right? And you only heard about white people being fucking savages, chopping niggas up with fucking axes and shit.
Because they are.
And when you get the one black nigga that come over there, he takes over shit. Because they never seen nothing like him, right?
Nothing like it.
So with the Khaleesi, what's she bring in? The like niggas with no dicks.
It's lit.
The eunuchs, the word determines eunuchs, bro.
Eunuchs, the eunuchs, niggas with
bro.
No dicks.
Eunuchs, bro.
No, the niggas with no dicks. This is a fact. You can't get mad at me for facts.
I'm not getting mad at you.
They have no dicks because they chopped it off when they were young to deter them from youthfulness.
To make them focus strictly on being warriors.
To deter them from falling in love the one dude did.
Yeah,
the one
fell in love
with no dick
and somehow smashed. I'm still wondering how that happened.
He was eating pussy for days.
Yo, that nigga was munching. The gobbler, baby.
You know what I mean? But that's my theory on Game of Thrones.
Yeah, nah, they couldn't give no black person no power.
Yo, they got
the new one. Yes, but you notice how they killed them off in the new one.
Not all of them.
Yes, but come on, bro. You see what's happening.
Yeah, but all the Targaryens are gonna die anyway.
They all gonna die. Yeah, facts.
Who got the group chat? Pull up the group chat. Let's see what we got in there.
For what? What's going on?
Anything to talk about? Yeah, I can't pull up mine. You know what I mean? I'm over here doing.
Yeah. You're right.
Doing my mixing shit. You know what I mean?
You're right. I'm here.
That group chat was kind of.
It was lit. It was very lit.
It was lit. There was a lot going on.
I know. I got hella emotional.
Put that fucking snoggest pork shit with that nigga cooking in the fucking nose.
Yo.
I was like, what's wrong with this nigga?
What?
So Mikey, there was a video I seen on social media where this white dude was cooking like pig snout.
I don't know why Sam is so like, he's so like enthralled by that shit. I was like, that's a delicacy in some places.
Yo,
bro.
I'm laughing because it's crazy to us.
It ain't crazy to me.
You eat pig snout?
I've never eaten pig snout, but I know
you ain't been down south, bro.
Yeah, facts.
I've never seen nobody make a pig snout anywhere.
Bro. For real? Bro, in the south.
He poured that shit out in slow motion.
Niggas eat fish heads.
Bro.
What are you talking about?
Bro. Yeah. In the south, on the pig, they eat everything but the oink.
Facts.
What the oink?
Everything but the oink.
Really?
No, but I think they do eat the dick.
Yo.
I know. I'm letting him know what it is. Pigs
say oink. Everything but the oink.
Yeah, facts.
Shannon Sharp be saying that shit all the time. They eat the whole pig, basically.
Time out. Shit in the shop, gotta chill.
He do got chill.
Yo.
He do. That's all I'm going to say.
He yo. Do got chill.
Shannon Sharp got chill.
He be wildin'.
They coming for him.
He be wildin'.
He got a chill.
He's doing a whole lot.
Because ever since he had Cat Williams, he's a baddie now.
He's a baddie.
He right?
Cat and Monique. He trying to go after all the controversy.
He was going to go fight Mike Epps.
As he should. That Mike Epps shit was fun. Mike Epps was like, nigga, I would shoot you.
Wait.
I'm glad they worked it out, though. That was great.
And that was at All-Star Weekend.
Yeah. Also, I can't wait to see Donnell Rowland's comedy special. Cause that's my guy.
Yeah, he gonna come you saw the clip him and Corey Holcomb got into it.
Yep. And I respect it.
Yo, these comedians, they all beef with each other now.
Like, that's the truth of the matter, bro.
It's crazy.
You gotta
now.
Do something, yo. Everybody's trying to eat. Oh, listen, the times that we're living in right now, you gotta go crazy. It's lit. They don't respect but none of that peaceful shit.
But that's what I don't like about this era right now, bro. Yeah. This year in 2024. The goal is to make something go viral. That's even if it's a lie. I don't
even
like that shit, bro.
Even if it's a lie, even if it's foolish.
I hate it. Hey, yo, Tyrese even fucking said, yo, I lied about breaking up my girl leaving me just for me to sell records.
That's it, bro.
It's crazy, bro.
Well, I mean, with AI taking everybody's jobs, niggas got to do what they got to do, bro.
That AI is dangerous.
It's no joke. Fucking Tyler Perry stopped building his whole studio over that shit. Right. Niggas just lost their jobs.
He's thinking about probably bringing Madea back now.
You already know he can do that. He saw, he was like, oh, word? I don't have to make a studio? I can just type some shit in? Say less.
That's scary, nice. Bro.
Listen, save the money.
That's scary, bro.
Listen, man.
If there's one thing that you want AI to create, what would it be? Just one thing. Just
I
one thing.
I don't want AI to create nothing, bro, because it's taking a job from a human being.
I don't
bro.
Want AI. It's just, it's a slippery slope.
Yeah, man.
I think AI is going to be great. I think AI is great, but I think they're giving us a beta version.
Listen.
And the government has a way more equipped version.
What we're getting right now to what we're going to get in 10 years is completely different.
You think we're going to be around in 10 years?
Us?
I plan.
I don't know about you, nigga. I ain't trying to die in 10 years.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm only going to be 48.
I think he's talking about the world being over.
No, wait. No, I'm not saying the world's going to be over. I believe the world's going to change, right? Because they said.
It's already changing.
They said five years ago that in 15 years, AI is going to replace 40% of jobs.
It definitely will.
Worldwide.
Yes, sir.
That was 5 years ago.
A lot of software jobs.
So we've only got about 10 years left.
Yes, sir.
And it's 2024, which means you only got 6 years left until you're all electric cars. You can't sell no more gas powered vehicles.
Yeah, they're gonna change that.
Of course they're gonna change it. But
give me a gas powered vehicle any day.
Gas is gonna be really expensive, bro.
I know. But I'll
really
take
expensive.
It. I'll take it, man.
It's gonna be hydrogen cars.
I just don't trust the electric
too
shit,
dangerous.
Bro. I don't trust the electric shit, bro. Have you not seen a Tesla stopping in a highway randomly and shit like that? I don't trust them.
Yo, you see the people falling asleep with an automated Tesla?
I'm not trusting that, bro.
So wait, what's wrong with the hydrogen power car?
Well, hydrogen explodes.
Yes, off of anything.
So wait, don't the batteries explode? Isn't that what happened in fucking Canada?
They just froze and stopped working.
That's it.
That's different. Explode.
Yeah, that's different.
Hydrogen explodes.
That's different, man.
Remember they used to have the blimps back in the day?
It's different.
I ain't never rode a blimp.
No, I'm talking about like back in the day, they were using like blimp travel. They stopped doing that because.
Really?
Niggas is blowing up.
Wait, niggas was really.
Yes.
They were called airships in the 30s.
Yeah, bro.
I remember the airships at like the football games and shit.
Well, so they got blimps.
Okay.
Right? But they used to have airship travel where you would buy a ticket, get on an airship, and go from Germany to New York.
Yes, sir.
How long?
A long ride.
I don't know, but it was like there wasn't planes heavily traveled like that.
Wow.
But the Hindenburg blew up in New Jersey and they were like, yeah, we done with this.
That's the Hindenburg. Wait, let me ask y'all a question. How'd y'all like All-Star Weekend?
I ain't care for it.
You didn't watch it? Y'all watch it?
I watched the three-point contest. I mean, it was cool.
How'd you like it?
It was cool.
I do agree that the
dunk contest is garbage, so let's just give it to that.
Yeah.
I think the dunk contest will be great in about 2 years because all the young kids that are coming up, they all got bounce because they all been eating school lunch.
It's lit. Yeah,
you feel me? Yeah, them motherfuckers been bouncing out the gym.
Yeah,
I've been watching the videos on fucking TikTok and shit. I'm like, yo, these niggas is jumping and they skinny as fuck.
They eat organic now.
Yeah. Also, shout out to the YouTubers, man. Shout out to the streamers.
The streamers.
Why?
Because they've taken over. The work that they put in, just pressing record and having people coming online.
You're wrong.
Yes.
What you mean?
It's not just pressing record. That's an insult.
No.
That's
my
an
bad.
Insult to them.
No, my bad. It's not just pressing record, but having the personality to carry on that many viewers at a time.
Yes. Not even that. Having the discipline.
All of that. Yeah, it's all the same thing.
No, because streaming, you have to be disciplined because for them, their job is to be seen 24/7, right? So imagine the days where you wake up and you probably don't want to stream, but you got to stream. Because that might be the day you make 40K.
1,000%. That's your content. Shout out to Castanet. He took over pretty much what All-Star Weekend was.
He won Stream of the Year.
He was going crazy. You know what I'm saying? He was going crazy.
Shout out to him. Shout out to Castanet.
That shit was beautiful. So, you know, it just shows that it's many avenues. But I will say one thing, though. Young Black Sisters. Well, Black Sisters.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Black Sisters.
See, I took the music off.
Man. Black Sisters.
Black
the
music Sisters. Back hey, up.
Y'all are getting the degrees. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all for that. The rest, but us brothers, we ain't getting degrees. We're vocational. We're tradesmen. Most of us are tradesmen trying to get a time, figure this shit out.
Speak for yourself, homie.
I feel you. For the office niggas and the corporate niggas, I get you. But for the other niggas who are blue collar niggas,
I felt shame.
Show them niggas some love, yo. It's lit. That's it. Show them niggas some love, yo. Guess what? We can build shit. That corporate nigga can't build nothing. You gotta call us.
Corporate nigga gets the pick.
Facts. It's lit. But you ain't gotta worry about that if a nigga can just do it at the crib. He can just do that shit.
Hey. All
listen, right. You know what the handyman can do. If he's handy everything else, he can handle you.
Wait. So.
Nah, them handyman, they come home too tired to do anything.
Ooh. Nah, never that. Nah, he's lying because he don't know about us handyman. Yeah, we ain't never tired to get the job done. We ain't never tired to get the job done. You wildin', my nigga.
This nigga, yo.
This guy here.
I'll be real, nigga. I don't like corporate niggas like that because y'all niggas
this
is
super
soft.
This man keeps calling me a corporate nigga like I'm not Steelworkers Union.
Hold on. Speaking of niggas.
Yo.
Shout out to my nigga Manny. Everybody gotta eat.
Okay. Shout out to you, boy. He got give a round of applause, bro.
Nah, I ain't got the round of applause.
Oh, you ain't got it? I got you, bro.
I dropped the bomb for you, bro. Hold on.
Drop the bomb. Yes, sir.
There you go. I can't
there
clap because I got this one.
There you go.
But yeah. No, he got the I forgot the award it was. I believe it was the Martin Luther King Award. Service award.
Yeah, yeah.
But shout out to him because when we seen him over at Harvard, you know, I was happy to see him in it. 1,000%. Just because I know that
the work he's put in.
Not even that, bro. It's like the woman who ran it said they don't see a lot of people that look like us in those
facts.
Spaces.
Yeah, in those spaces.
Facts.
So for him to be seen there, be on that panel and he get to see himself because he said like, yo, bro, I used to be in jail. You know what I mean? I used to receive all the letters, but I never believed it was real. But now I'm over here on stage at Harvard. Like, that's a big flex.
That's a big flex.
You know what I mean? Because for dudes like him, when you behind the bars, it's like you got to go through that thought process of reflection.
Yes, sir.
Where you came from and where you at right fucking now. Where you at right now, do you want to be there in 3 years?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? So shout out to Manny over there, man.
Eye-opening moments.
Shout out to his whole team.
Shout out to him, man. You
guys have stayed strong, man. I see him everywhere, and I'm just like, dawg, this is beautiful for us to see.
Who else y'all want to shout out? Who else y'all got some shout-outs for? I like the shout-out moment right now.
Well, I want to shout out Devo the Genius for coming out with Champion Sound. He had the whole crew on there.
Najee Janie and all them.
C4. Yep. Matter of fact, I don't want to just name the regular niggas that
look
we had
up.
Used.
Yeah,
to.
Look
yeah,
it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, nah, I'm gonna give niggas that was on there. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never heard of y'all. Shout out to Mona Velli, she was on there. Eastside Sheesh, Milkshaw Benedict, y'all know he's on there. You
shout
know what I'm saying?
Him.
Arnold, MCI Flow, what's his funeral? Aunt Bell, Joe Sazai. I've been listening to him for a minute. You know what I'm saying? What else we got? SVMBV also. I don't know what
all right,
that
just
is.
Say all them niggas.
All
he
them
giving,
niggas.
He giving all them niggas promo.
Give him love. Yo, no. Because you know what it is? I haven't heard outright just pure hip-hop sound in a long time from the city. Now, everybody got their personal projects. Mm-hmm. But to see a compilation of a bunch of just dope-ass artists together like that and just go crazy.
Right? Nah, that's what's
fire.
Up.
That's what's up.
You know
fire.
What?
Shout out to Charlie also because he put him on.
I don't
want to
be the bad guy.
What you about
guy.
To be? What's up? What
but
you want to say?
But I don't care. Right?
About what? Whoa, damn. Jesus Christ. This nigga said, give niggas props and he said, I don't care.
Because when I see them, all right, this is real and this is not an insult.
Turn the music down so we can.
No. This is good. I like this shit, right? They're doing what Fearless should have been doing.
Oh, that's where you go.
Okay.
That's where you go.
Am I wrong?
Nah, you're right.
There was
right.
There was seven of them.
Alejandro Blanco started y'all niggas off beautifully.
Then you had De Niro. He had De Niro season and all that. You had Kill. Shout out to Kill. Yes, he came out with his shit.
Yes, sir.
You had what's his other Breeze?
Yes, shout out to Breeze.
Right. I see you over there, Breeze. You over there in DR or somewhere, nigga, with your shirt off and shit. Nigga, you should be rapping. You should be rapping, nigga. But shout out to him, right?
Trying to relax.
But my whole thing was, I'm like, yo, if there was seven of them. If anybody drops anything, there should be six niggas commenting on that shit.
Facts.
It should be six niggas sharing that shit. Mm-hmm. When somebody drops all that shit, everybody should be pushing everybody because everybody's each other's crutch.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
We've said that multiple times.
So when I see them doing it, I'm like, damn, that could have been y'all, but
it still can be y'all.
Nah, it's not.
No. Time out. I understand the sound that you're talking about.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying when it comes to the sound.
Because they're all creative.
Yes, sir.
No, not the sound. The support.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's different.
The
support.
It's nothing about the sound. It's about the support. It's about...
Hey, more visibility is all he's saying.
Boom. Because if there's seven people, there's three of us right here. There's five of us here right now. If everybody shares it, it's being seen on four different people's timeline.
That's it.
Whenever I see my guys post some, I try to share it.
Facts.
I do it all the time. I put on my story.
Soon as I see show post anything, I share it.
Same thing.
All the time, bro. Because I'm like, y'all don't... I know there's people not paying attention sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. The same way we all might be busy. Where Show said he didn't see that I was doing photos today.
Facts. Mm-hmm. I didn't see that shit.
But the thing about it is, like, when you share it, everybody else sees that
everybody
shit.
Sees it.
So to me, all I'm saying is, like, fearless.
Everybody's follows each other's supporters, man.
Yeah, we got
sick. Got sick.
Yeah, dog.
Look, it ain't about the posts. It's about the stories, because everybody goes in the stories.
Everybody goes straight to the stories.
That's going straight to the stories. So if they see your shit in the stories, they might click on that shit. That's all that matters.
So shout out to Devo.
Something new.
Shout out to Devo in the game, man. I love to see that because
she was beautiful. CeeLo, man.
C4 is so dope.
Listen, bro.
Solo.
Come on,
but
man.
I feel like he's the JID of that group.
He is. Listen, well, I forgot the name of the song. Hold on. It's called Light the Torch. C4 went crazy.
It's lit.
Shout out to C4.
Crazy, man.
Who else y'all got? Y'all got any other shout outs?
Nah, I'm good for right now. I don't think anything else, man.
Y'all ain't got nobody to shout out. No women. Y'all ain't shout out no women.
Shout out me, damn it.
Oh. It's lit.
Shout me out, guys. Damn it. Yo, I'm out here, man. Shout me out.
You know what? No. Shout out to my shorty. I ain't going. I'm going to eat it. Shout out to my shorty. You know
Shit. He dropped the bomb on me.
Shout out to my shorty.
Hold on. Let me get my nigga the ISO. Hold on.
Lord.
Go ahead.
Shout out to my shorty.
Go ahead, Lord.
She been holding it down. You know? She told me, I won't be the man no more. You better get your shit
together. Get your shit together.
This is what you be doing? I won't do this. This is not what I'm used to. Soft life.
Yo.
Like, you're right. You got that.
It's not easy being a man.
Hey, man. Listen, when they realize what you got to go through, what you got to do, what you got to pay for, they're like, oh, my God. I'm like, you look at you.
Not even that.
I open up.
Not even that.
Respect is given.
When they realize they got to lift shit.
Yeah. Oh, listen.
No, I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about the ones that want to be men. You feel me?
Oh. It's lit.
Hey, man. I don't know about you, but my show don't lift nothing.
I be laughing. I'm going to keep it real. Because I like being honest this year, right?
Honesty is key to survival.
I be laughing. I be laughing when I see the regular shorties with the studs.
Because
to me, I be like, who carries what?
The studs.
What do you mean?
Really?
Yeah, the studs. Yeah. The studs carry the groceries up the stairs.
For real?
Better not be no pretty studs, nigga.
It's
yeah. Talk about soft life, nigga.
What you gonna do? Sit in the car and argue who's gonna carry the stuff up the stairs?
Yeah,
I mean, right?
Nah, the studs carry.
So what if the short? What if the stud is short? And the woman,
what they do? What? When they go to the store, they buy small things gradually. You know what I'm saying? Necessities first.
Wow.
Why are you putting that boundary on them?
Because we know what type of time it is.
Yo.
You know what type of time it is, nigga. Especially if you forget about it. She got stairs in the house, nigga. She ain't carrying that.
Yo, go up to three flights.
Really, all right, nigga. You know, the half gallon drinks, that's what they get, nigga. They ain't getting the whole gallon.
Oh.
It's lit.
Speaking of women struggling, right?
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Did y'all see DA Danny Willis?
Oh, the DA shit?
Oh, yeah. The shorty that was.
It's lit.
That's trying.
I don't understand what's going on.
And Trump.
Oh, I'm confused.
You don't understand what's going on?
No, I just don't understand why they doing this. Why?
Because.
It's so important about her personal life when she's trying to indict somebody.
Because the person Tell that's them. Being indicted is trying to discredit that person.
That's fucking
And
crazy.
Say that she's using government money for her freak off.
And this thing is doing the same thing. Hey. That's what I don't understand.
But she's not a billionaire.
Don't matter.
Right. She ain't a white man, nigga. You already know.
I'm not going to lie. I
respect the gangster.
I was watching her video, right? There was like a 7-minute video on YouTube. I'm a nigga like to watch shit.
Oh,
like that.
When they were questioning her?
Oh, bro. When I tell you, when she's caught in a lie, and it was like, I'm like, oh my God, she's going back to being a woman now.
Facts. Yeah.
She's not accepting no accountability.
None.
Zero.
None.
They were like this. They was like, did you pay him in cash? She took her glasses off and went, I don't understand the question.
Immediately. What are you talking about?
I said, bitch, you the DA. How you don't understand the question?
She said something about reimbursing or something.
She was like, you know, I paid him. You know, he was overpaid, but I don't remember paying him in cash. You have to recollect my mind. I don't remember. If you bring up something from that day, I might remember. And I'm like, wow.
What's going on?
She's really spinning.
Hey. She got to spin.
She's not answering shit.
Nah, of course not. Why not? Why would she?
She's a whole lawyer. Of course.
Why would she? Because
in my head, I'm like, oh, she knows she's going down. It's a wrap for her. She knows she's going down.
She ain't
down.
Going down. She's just not going to be the one to do that job. That's all.
Which means she's going to go down. They're going to resort her to the drug.
That's, you're going to get.
You get disembarred.
Can't lose your job over the penis, man.
Bro, I mean.
Can't do it. It's lit. Can't do it.
I mean, listen. Oh,
you shouldn't do it.
Hey, yo,
you
when they do it. When they said they popped up with Texas prior to him being hired, I was like, Jesus Christ.
Bro, look.
Bro.
That's why.
That nigga was giving it to her good.
If we being honest, I want to ask a question. Whatever happened to the DA from here?
Oh,
it's lit.
Oh, listen, bro.
DA Rollins.
Oh, when she became the Massachusetts, attorney.
No, nigga, when she became the attorney for the U.S. What?
Yeah, she was the, whatever, I forget.
She was the DA for the country.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Nah, for the state of Massachusetts.
State of Massachusetts, right? But what happened to that?
I mean, since we're on the topic of women.
She resigned. It's
lit. Do you know why she resigned? Do you remember?
We talked about this.
We did?
Yeah.
Shit, we got up.
Well, I know I talked about it. Y'all probably said, we don't care about it.
No, yeah. It's
hey, man.
But since we're on the topic of women.
Let's get it.
Yo, we going
I love it.
Today.
I love it.
We have to come back hard. Pause.
We do.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Hey, nah, take that one pause off.
Okay.
We come back hard. Full throttle.
Yeah.
Veins out that motherfucker. You feel me?
Yo. Start off type shit.
You feel me?
Yo.
Wow.
Y'all be saying y'all, what is
tripod-ed.
It?
Tripod.
Oh, shit.
It's lit.
Oh, shit.
Not the fucking tripod.
Oh, my God. Hold
okay,
on.
Okay, what
on.
We talking about women?
Hold on. I got you. Hold on.
There's not a lot.
That
is a lot. Listen. What? There's not a lot of good men who want y'all. There's a lot of good men out there like they, where the good man at? Like they hiding under a rocker in a cave. They everywhere. They at the gas station. They at Costco. They at the bank. They walking right past you and you don't show up on their radar because of the way you are. They're going to walk right by you. Your pretty face ain't going to go too far because everybody's pretty. That's a prerequisite. So if that's all you got to offer, we not looking at you. There's plenty of good men. They just don't want your ass. I ain't never heard no woman say, I know I ain't shit.
She Facts. Say,
this man ain't shit. He ain't shit. He was bad. He was bad. But for the most part, every woman think they're a good woman.
For
but
being.
What makes you a good woman? Are you, who's auditing that you're a good woman? You are auditing yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you ask your exes what they think? Because all your relationships diminished and ended in turmoil. That's a lie.
It's lit. Mm.
Hey, man.
Oh, man, we could talk about it. Let's get it.
Hey, man.
Listen, already now,
like
nigga.
I said, I'm out the game, so I ain't dealing with the stresses of none of this situation. But he's right.
Mm-hmm.
He's right. Look, I ain't talking down on no color of woman. What I don't care what, white, black, green, whatever the fuck you is. But that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of y'all women... Just
oh, man, I like this.
Y'all just
I like it.
Put every generalize everything, but then when we talk about women, y'all spin and go, well, you can't talk about us.
Can't say all of us.
But I'm like, nah, because the energy y'all giving off, I know a bunch of good men.
There are a lot of good men.
There's a lot of good men.
I believe there's a lot of good men. But, there's a lot of good women, but I think everybody walks past them. For the wrong person.
For the wrong person. Mm-hmm. If you, like I always tell shorties, man. I always tell shorties, hey, listen, if I know that you care more about what other people think about you over than what you think about yourself, I can't really see anybody taking
you
serious.
You're not for me.
I can't see a real person, a real man taking you serious. Because when push comes to shove, that lets me know you will break under pressure. You have no backbone. That's what that tells me.
See, but I don't always agree with that. Wonder why? Because you're going to be better at what your shorty is not good at.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying your self-worth.
Right.
Bro. Without any backbone, bro, a shorty's willing to bend for anything just for their acceptance of society.
But like you told me, your shorty's confidence comes from you.
Outside of you.
No. But that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Your shorty's confidence comes from you. Whatever you're doing at home, you know me.
Yeah.
I'm cracking jokes.
1,000%.
Whatever jokes I give to the guys, I'm giving to you.
Yeah.
Right? Because I'm just preparing you for if somebody else were to crack a joke on you outside this house. 1,000%. So because you get it so great at home, so crazy at home,
yeah.
Out there, you're going to be like, bitch, that ain't shit. Like,
you're
bitch,
right.
What you talking about? Look at your toes.
You know what I mean? The jokes I'll tell you ain't nobody else outside.
You feel me? It's building character.
Because then I'm going to have to roll up on them. Yo, I can joke to her a certain way.
So
you can't joke to her. I'm joking to her.
I get what you're saying, but I'm talking outside of the man. The man not.
You mean her
being
as a woman?
As just herself, bro. That's the thing that I have noticed personally about women, men too. But we need to be talking about the women.
We know men are confident.
You know what I'm saying? It's the who they are by themselves.
When they're not around. When you're not around.
When I'm not around. When the man's not around and it's just them. When you walk around, you single, you're doing this, that, and the third, boom, boom. What's your principles like? You know what I'm saying? How are you actually putting yourself out there? You know what I'm saying?
What
men are you attracting? And then if there's certain type of men are coming up to you and you putting your nose up on them just because you might be more educationally, you know what I'm saying, inclined and shit, that lets me know what type of time you want. I ain't judging, but I'm judging.
What? What?
No, because you put this
blinders
on yourself. You put yourself in this box. So now, if you don't get what you think your image is supposed for society is supposed to be on, to me, to yourself, you're a failure.
But that's the same thing.
And then they say some dumb shit like, well, I'm not settling. Yeah. I'm not trying to settle.
Hey, yo, I got to be 100% honest. I've been with my shorty for almost 18 years. I would give it a buck with y'all the way. Good, bad, all of that shit. We've been through it all, right? Boom. That settling word is fucking crazy to me.
Exactly.
That shit is crazy to me.
Settling, what do you mean?
Settling, when
shorties be like, oh, like, you be like, yo, this is a good dude right here. Oh, he don't got, I'm not going to settle. I want what I want.
Yeah.
But what you want might not want you.
Yeah.
True. So maybe you need to start realizing what, because when they say there ain't no good dudes out there, there are good dudes out there. But when you point one out,
I keep it a buck with you. A lot of shorties back in the day. Matter of fact, no, to this day, always used to tell me, yo, so you settled with shorty because she got pregnant for you. And I go, if I settled,
wait, niggas say that to you?
Yeah, hell yeah, bro. No, surprised. Shorties. Shorties said that to me.
Oh, shorties
yeah.
say it
shorties.
To you.
Shorties.
So women say this to you.
To me,
yo, show
bro.
You. So, all right.
They have said that to me, bro, because of what I'm saying.
All right, so look. Girl. Mikey, you act like the shorty because you do the head nod the best.
Oh,
right?
Shit.
Damn.
It's lit.
Damn.
I'm just saying, I'm putting my key players in the right position to
win.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I like the way he spun it.
I know, he did kind of spin it. All right.
So now you say it to him so he can react so I can hear how he really reacts.
All right. Show. Yeah, yeah. The only reason why you was short is because you settled.
That's crazy.
You got her pregnant, so you just decided, I might as well be with her.
Oh,
I'm mad that I did that.
That's
I really am.
And what would you say, Show?
Yo, that's crazy that you think like that, yo.
That's so not what you would say.
Not 1,000%, that's what I said each time. That's
how you defend your shorty?
No, I go, that's crazy that you think that about me.
I feel like a little bit more energy, though.
Nah, because the conversations, whenever a shorty has said that to me, bro, I look at it like I judged her for making that statement to me. Because it makes me look at it like you're judging, you're now... You degraded me a little bit.
Yo, how he let the shorties get it
hey,
off?
Hey, I flip it around on him like, yo, well, you ain't with nobody, so shut up.
Nah,
what's your opinion matter?
I don't even care about you being with a shorty, but if you tell me, after you know me, see, this is why I have a problem with relationships, a lot of friendships. If you know my character as a person, you've known me long enough, how can you look at me in the way that I make decisions and stuff and say, you settled?
And say some dumb shit like
come
that.
Come on, my nigga. Come on, nigga. Are you mad because I ain't with you?
Exactly.
It's
you happy. You happy.
You're right.
You think you could make me happy? Well, mm-hmm. you're alone right now. Ain't nobody making you happy. You ain't making nobody happy. Mm. And I'm still in the same boat, chilling.
Mm. You're right.
I ain't saying that it ain't up and down, because I think a lot of people forget something. Right. When you're actually in a relationship with somebody, bro, things are going to go up and down. Yeah.
Facts.
That's the way it goes.
It's a pendulum. It goes back and forth.
Some days we don't like each other. All the days we're infatuated with each other. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
Some days I slip up. Other days she won't admit that she slipped up, and I got to go spot somewhere to go figure it out.
That's a fact.
But love is love.
Love is love. Not even that. A lot of you niggas, a lot of y'all ain't friends with your partners.
That's another problem. It's
lit. Explain what it being a friend of your partners.
That's my homie. Like, good, bad, and whatever it is, she just they just understand or know who you are. You know what I'm saying?
I don't like my homie.
What you mean?
Because I call other shorties my homie. I won't.
No. I think he's talking about the friendship dynamic.
Friendship dynamic. Like, we friends. With your girl.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
As opposed to thinking of her as a expenditure.
Facts.
As something that's expendable.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, understandable.
Like, yeah, I'm with her, but I ain't getting another chick.
Like, yeah.
If you're gonna have another girl, say some shit like, I ain't getting another chick, then you don't really care about her.
But the reason why I'm saying that is because words matter more to women than it does to men.
No.
That's bullshit.
No.
Watch this.
I think we just react differently.
React differently.
We act like it doesn't bother us.
That's not true, because how you introduce your shorty to someone that matters to you matters to her.
Oh yeah.
Right? So if you introduce your shorty as, hey, this is Angela, right? Or you say, Angela, this is Angela, my girl.
Mm-hmm.
It's a difference.
Yeah.
But your shorty understands that. But us as men, we have to understand that in the moment. Some men don't understand that. I know.
That's true.
I don't know if you agree, show, but well, I do agree that verbiage matters with your shorty.
Hold on, dudes are intentional.
Yeah.
If he don't introduce you as such,
agreed.
He's being intentional.
But you also have to tell that man how you want to be introduced.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with telling somebody how you want to be treated.
Yeah, but he should know. He should know.
Well,
he just said, time out.
So that part about he should know.
Based off how he feels.
Yeah.
That's how a
man feels is also based on how the shorty feels about him. It's lit. You know what I'm saying? Me and my shorty go out, I say, yo, depending on who it is, just to be funny between me and her, a joke between me and her, mm-hmm. I'll be like, oh, that's my homegirl, right? That's my homie right there.
Yeah, but that's different. That's jokey, and she understands that.
But I can introduce to somebody brand new to her just like that.
But she understands
exactly.
A jokey
exactly.
If y'all didn't have
girl,
that type of relationship,
you couldn't do that.
No. And you know you can't do that.
No, you can't do that.
Now, if you introduced her as, oh, that's my good friend, then you telling her, yeah, that's all we are.
So wait, let me ask y'all a question. We talking about relationships. Did y'all do anything for Valentine's Day? It's lit.
Shout out to you, baby.
You don't believe in Valentine's Day.
No. Time out. I definitely don't.
I do not. I definitely don't.
But I understand. I understand.
Look at him saving it.
He's trying.
Nah, I ain't saving. I understand.
Safe.
Nah, we're not doing this. Because a couple years ago, I said, yo, what y'all do for Valentine's Day? And y'all dragged me. Y'all don't believe in that shit. That shit don't matter.
You know what I realized? Accountability time, ladies.
Uh-oh.
Accountability time, bring ladies. This is what therapy does. This is what therapy does.
Growth?
Growth. Always, man.
Give me some, my guy.
I guess I had my first therapy session in like months. Last Friday. My therapist was like, nigga, all of this happened in a year? He's like, God damn, nigga. And I was like, yeah, I'm going.
You don't be wasting no time.
But I will say this. I realized my shorty never cared about Valentine's Day until I spoke about it, because I was always talking shit about it.
Because your shorty's confidence comes from you, bro.
Yeah, because she's like, nigga, I never cared. But when you say, oh, it's like, oh my God, bro. Just say you broke, nigga.
just say you cheat.
Not even that. You say you spent my money on some other shit that you wanted for yourself and you forgot. You're right.
Honesty.
Yeah.
She like, honesty. You know, she like, you bought another lens, didn't you?
Yeah, facts. Listen, bro. Back in the day, she would see shit at the crib. Like, you know, next week is Valentine's Day. Oh, it is.
Let me go buy that real quick.
Yo, let me just make you something fly for dinner real quick.
Nah, man. Listen, man. All you niggas, I understand everybody. A lot of people our age are single. I really pray y'all figure this shit out, man.
Hey, I'm going to say this real quick. Valentine's Day is for the couples. All y'all single people out there, both sides. Shorties, don't feel some type of way, because your girl's man took her out and did all this fancy shit that you saw on IG. Hey, they're a couple. Let them do their thing. All right,
yeah, man.
You don't have to feel no type of way.
There's no pressure.
Exactly. That's all it is.
It's the same box and same dick. It's all good. Yes. Unless you add another party in the system, then you know, party time.
Speaking of same dicks, did y'all hear?
Oh man, Jesus! This transition.
Hold on. Speaking of same, right? Did y'all see how the Google AI, they had to stop the Gemini program because it kept generating only black people?
Yes, sir.
True. Tell me that ain't fire.
Shout out to Google.
We're the first
AI.
Human. We're the first humans, man.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? It's
lit. That was fire to me.
Yeah.
It couldn't generate white people.
Because it's the truth.
Hey. Yo.
Shout out to reverse discrimination. I love it.
It's the truth.
Yo, it's
man.
Black
scary.
History Month, baby.
But that's why I'm like, yo, I want AI. AI is going to give the ability to somebody who's not thinking about what we're thinking about, and they're gonna put the truth out there. And whenever the truth comes out there, bro, we learn something new about ourselves.
Yes, sir.
AI, I feel, is going to distort facts.
It's gonna bring
reality. Gonna distort what we think is real.
Yes, sir.
And we'll be at a point where you can't believe anything you see.
I don't believe nothing
or
now.
Read.
I don't believe nothing now.
And
I don't believe
and
nothing
that's
now.
That's a problem.
I don't
really?
Nothing yeah. now,
oh,
bro.
Oh, let me ask you a question.
Oh, quick question. Yeah. Music question.
Yeah.
Vultures. Thoughts.
All right. It's my answer about it. I want to hear actually, Mikey. Did you
I
hear?
Have no clue what you're talking about.
Okay.
Kanye's album, Vultures.
I actually haven't heard it yet.
Oh, stop.
Hold on. Let me go through some of it. Let me go through some of it. I got you.
I heard one track.
No.
Hold on. I got you.
I fucking love this album.
Hold on. I got you, bro.
It's a lot. I fucking love it, bro.
You didn't like the Kanye album? Show?
Oh, I love. Oh.
I gotta listen to it.
All right, let me go through some of them. I liked, let me see what Mikey might like. He might like Fuck Something. Let me see. Let's see. Come on, baby, play, bitch.
Damn. Hey. Nah, he was going crazy on this. I love this shit. I'm trying to fuck son tonight. I'm trying to fuck son right now. She's trying to fuck son right now. I'm tryna fuck something right now. She's tryna fuck something right now. Woo!
Shawty wanna fuck. Whoa.
That's my joy, nigga. I ain't go front.
You've gone too far.
Woo!
You've gone too far, and you should hang your head in shame. For these wounds, I cannot stay.
You've gone too far. Dog.
You've gone too far.
Beg for forgiveness. He goes this crazy.
This is my shit.
I think this is the one. Oh, my.
No, this is my shit,
beg
bro.
Forgiveness is everything, bro. Emotional turmoil, nigga.
You gone too far.
You gone too far.
Shout out to Chris Brown.
You've gone too far.
Yo, though, listen,
bro.
Mikey.
Yo, turn the speakers down. Turn the speakers down.
Mikey. Listen, bro.
Beg for forgiveness.
If there's anything you do, go listen to that shit.
That's song alone.
Beg for forgiveness when you driving at night,
bro.
Back to me. Back to me.
That's the one you like.
Yeah, that's the one I was.
Back to me is fire too.
Back to me is fire.
But beg for forgiveness. That chakra that it's in, bro. You don't even need the kicks, bro.
Nothing, bro.
That shit is amazing. Just you drive talking. It at night,
yeah, bro.
You listen to Chris Brown singing that shit.
Come on,
I'm gonna play it
on the
way home.
Oh, speaking of Chris Brown, yo, Ruffles, y'all gotta stop fucking around with my man Chris Breezy,
facts,
man.
Yo, leave my man alone, bro.
For real, leave
enough
them niggas alone.
Fucking enough, yo.
It's crazy that they still fucking with him, bro. For what?
Come on, yo.
For what, bro?
Wild.
I don't get it why though. But
I'm not gonna compare. I see the comparisons. What y'all was saying. I see what what's his name? Dude from Death Row. What did he say?
Who?
Chuck.
Oh, to Dr. Dre.
I see what he said, but we're not gonna do that to another brother, man. Relax, bro.
What did he
but
do?
Chris Brown. Come on, bro. It's fucking Chris Brown, man.
Yeah, it's breezy.
Cut it out.
You think so?
Anytime this nigga drops, it's everything, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It's everything, bro.
It's lit.
Right, he got hitters right. For days, man. That's one of our icons, bro. Cut it.
Is he an icon still?
Yes.
Really?
I'm not gonna do that. No way.
Absolutely.
Nah. See, Breezy's the man, bro. Right. Fuck out of here, yo.
I fuck with it. Is it?
Nah.
Y'all got any?
What is it? Carnival.
I like Carnival, but I feel like Carnival's for the young niggas.
I'm a young nigga at heart, nigga. I'm take that, nigga. You wildin', bro.
Oh, crazy. Did y'all see Capital One is buying Discover?
Yes, sir.
For yeah. fucking 30, what is that, 35 billion?
Everybody's consolidating, bro. It's time.
Ain't nobody use a Discover card.
Yeah. I haven't seen a Discover card in years.
I don't really know much about Discover.
I don't really know much about Discover. It's like American Express. Ain't nobody using that.
Ain't nobody using
that. Really?
Shit.
Unless it's corporate cards. Corporate cards are like American Express. Nah. I don't know one person that as an individual has American Express. Can't even use that nowhere.
Go
international and try to use that.
You're right.
American Express. Yeah, it don't go where you go, right?
Oh, exactly. Wait. Let me ask y'all a question. Did y'all see the video I sent y'all of the cop in Florida who started shooting at his car when an acorn fell?
Yo. Yeah, man.
Yo, bro.
It's Dude fucking Florida,
shot
man.
The person bro. In the back it's of fucking car.
Florida. So, bro. Oh, did you see the video when I sent it to the group chat? So the cop was talking to somebody. Then he walked back over to his vehicle. When he walked over, he heard an acorn fall. The nigga did a roll, a death roll.
Yeah, a tucked in roll.
The nigga said, shots fired. Instead of shooting at the cop, at his own car.
And he had somebody in there.
That he put the dude in.
Yeah.
Because he went there for a domestic dispute. Mm-hmm. And they arrested him and they put him in the car and they searched him. So for you to come back and say, shots fired and air out your own car.
Your own car.
Listen,
bro.
It's not even that. The girl came over. It's right there. And she just started shooting. You seen it from her body cam.
Yes, sir. Yeah, bro.
And I'm like, y'all are both shooting at the fucking car. But these are the stories that we never believe are true.
Yep.
Oh, I believe them.
Nah, bro.
I believe them.
Because you hear about it. But you hear about it. But if you didn't have the body cam,
you wouldn't believe
it. You would never believe it, show. The way it happened. And he would get off.
I yeah, know.
He would absolutely
Mike,
get off.
Show.
No, what I'm about to say is going to give me some problems.
Oh, wait. All right, let's get it. I like it. Lord, I like problems.
I've
for sure.
been around enough white folks to know. It's lit. Their privilege knows no bounds.
No limits.
It's lit. Y'all know one half of my family is white, bro. I be in these conversations. I listen to these people talk, man. These niggas have no comprehension. Outside of themselves at all. And the minute it turns not in their favor, they're like spoiled brats and they're gonna bug the fuck out.
Wait. Speaking of bug the fuck out, did y'all see how they snatched up all 41 of them niggas out of Heat Street Projects?
Bruh.
Bro. Rico.
Rico on y'all ass.
I was like, damn.
What's going on?
That shit woke up in the morning. They said they took a bunch of people.
Now listen, I don't wish jail on nobody.
I'm gonna let the hood niggas talk to y'all.
We not hood niggas.
No, yo. but y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all say y'all understand.
Wait, talk about you grew up in the hood, right?
Hey, they dropped me off.
You see the plea here?
Yeah.
You see the plea here?
Please. All please, all day.
So, they dropped me off, nigga.
So I don't wish jail on nobody.
Nobody.
Right? But you play stupid games, you get stupid prizes.
Results. Hey, man.
Right? And it's crazy. Like, niggas was telling themselves.
Hey.
Like, wait.
There's nobody to blame. Right? Just so before they come back and be like, y'all niggas just talking shit about us. We are not talking shit about
time
you.
Time out, nigga. We talking about it. We at least put light on it, nigga.
Yeah, we
fuck?
Talking about it, but
they are.
Oh, this nigga's
that's
a bitch.
Crazy.
He's a bitch.
Pardon me?
Hey, yo.
Pardon me?
Hold on. Story time. Story time.
Get him.
Y'all niggas ran up on my man Mikey.
My man said,
why are you pointing at me?
Because you here.
Snitch.
Hold on. No.
You snitching?
No, because when I was there, I was like, yo, you probably mistaken.
Wait. Time out. Tell the people what's happening.
Man, I was at a whole function, and I had somebody come up to me like, oh, what up? You from It's Lit, right? And normally, I'd be like, yeah. I'm like, oh, that's what's up.
Normally.
Dap me up. Walked away.
Okay.
I'm at the bar getting a drink.
Uh-huh. Oh, they came back.
You know, he went over to the bar to his homie that was buying a drink.
Should have peeped the move.
And I seen
jump.
That, yo, because it's an L shape. So I see him talking to him. Then he looks up at me. My first thought was, are they about to ask to be on the pod? And I always say, listen, I don't control that. Y'all better hit these guys up. That's what I thought.
Hey, yo, before Duke we continue, came, Sam and I do the same thing. We be like, yo, hit up Sam. You know what I'm saying?
I be like, hit him, show.
So
not me. I be like, yo, here's his number.
So then they came back to me. It was like, yeah, you know, y'all was saying this. I was like, pardon me? They were like, yeah, y'all was saying this. I'm like, when were you saying this? I was like, first of all, respectfully, I haven't recorded in a minute, so.
I don't know what you're talking
about. I was like, what are you talking about? He was like, well, I don't know if you were there, but it was like, it was Sam and Sho and the shorty. And I was like, listen. I said, listen, that was before me. I don't know what you're talking about. I was like, I'm not the music guy. I don't critique
your
music.
I'm not the music guy.
I'm not going to say your music is this or that. If it's not for me, it's not for me. He was like, all right, well, because I was waiting to see somebody so I could say it to you in your face. I was like, well, why don't you slide into the DM, say what you want to say. Nah, because I've been waiting to say it in person. I'm like, yo, you waited like 5-6 years to say
to the wrong guy?
I don't know. Hey, but I'm just saying, man, when they start saying stuff about y'all music, approach them. I'm the news guy. I'm the legal guy. That's me.
Man.
Entertainment
great.
Guy.
Oh, man.
Hey, music guys.
Leave my mans alone, yo. Exist.
Man, I had to make sure I changed my seat so I could see the whole room. I was like, nah, my head was on a swivel.
I was in that room. Y'all niggas is bold, yo.
Man.
Now, like I said,
I was like, I don't know how many people they got, but luckily, I have my entire like brother squad. So, and funny enough, they all came up to me like individually, like, yo, everything good?
Good.
I was like, they were like, yeah, we saw something. So we started moving in. They started moving to strategic spots and stuff. I was like, yo, good to have these brothers out here. But
oh, no, me. When niggas roll up on me like that, after the conversation, what am I doing? Hey, yo, stage exit, stage left.
Nah, it was my spot. I ain't going nowhere. That was my spot. I ain't going nowhere.
How many of us have them?
Friends.
Friends you can depend on.
Hey.
Friends.
But I was prepared to hold y'all down, though. Let's say that.
Hey, you can't come at it.
I was prepared to hold y'all down, though.
You cannot come at us after 5-6 years, bro. Yes. That's crazy.
And come after the right individual.
It stayed in your heart for that long, my nigga? We hurt you? That's crazy, bro.
Hey, listen.
You gonna hit the DMs and all of that? Come on, my nigga.
That's because we bypass nigga shit all the time.
You're right.
I'm gonna keep it real. 2024, some of y'all just gotta start rapping.
Yes.
But well,
he's fast.
No.
I didn't say the funniest part of the story.
Oh shit.
Because at first I kept saying, I was like, nah. I was like, we don't do that on the pod. We're very positive. We don't do that, right?
Feel me?
Dude said, nah, man. Cause your homie said, suck my dick, right? Now, as soon as he said that, right?
You knew it, Sean.
My mind said, This nigga show.
Yeah, because Sam would never say that.
Sam won't say that. This nigga show. And it was like so spot on.
Yo, wait.
I was like,
all right,
man.
Got to stop saying something like that.
And then right there, I go to my seat. I'm like, I think I said, damn you show.
Yeah, facts. He texted me. I was like, what I do? She lit in my crib, out of my business, yo.
Does that still have like the same effect that it used to have like 5 years
what,
ago?
What, suck my dick?
Nah,
it never did to me. It was a joke. I didn't care about
that. Nah, those are words you could die over.
Yeah. Certain people, yes. But it was all jokes for me. It's all jokes to me, man.
They'd be like, I'm not joking, nigga, on dogs.
Like, well, I'm joking, nigga, on dogs.
I definitely think the on dog statement came out during that.
He was serious.
Sounds about right.
Hey, man, grow up, man. Laugh at yourself a little bit. You suck.
Oh, speaking of laugh at yourself, did you guys see that the Hot
Wings
guy?
So you gotta double down.
I don't know who it is.
hold on. Did you guys see that the Hot Wings guy was fucking with the porn star?
Oh, yeah.
The Hot Wings guy. He eats the hot wings.
Yeah.
That was your fault,
bro. Is she the
one
that put the picture out?
Yeah, that was your fault,
bro. She put it out, and then Adam 22 was like,
I beat that.
Great job. She's got fire pussy.
You should have said, I know. Thanks. And kept it moving, bro.
You right.
Be a man, nigga. So, you know who you're dating.
So does your wife.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Facts.
So there's a lot
my
of
man. My man. Word, bro.
A lot of shit happened when we was gone. Did y'all see that the shooting at the parade? At the Chiefs parade?
Yeah, the Super Bowl
like
parade.
20 people got shot. Yeah.
And they were all kids except for the one adult who died. She was a radio personality.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's wrap it up because the battery's about to die.
Okay.
Now.
Well, shit, we good.
We good? Hey, man, listen, we back. I know y'all thought we left and that. Like, nah, it's never that.
We here.
brothers
all day, every
and
day.
Arms, you feel me?
Yo, shout out to O's.
I've been having mad people come to you, be like, "Yo, so you ain't with the podcast no
That's
more?"
That's crazy,
yo,
bro.
What happened? Y'all got beef? I ain't seen you on that. I said, "Nah, we good.
It's
we
time, good. Man. It's all we timing, out here. Man. We good.
Everybody's working, man.
We let Back. Y'all niggas
Everybody's
breathe.
Working.
We let y'all niggas breathe, and that ain't popping off for y'all, anyways.
So. Oh wait, last thing. Y'all see the fucking put the migrants everywhere?
Everywhere.
They're trying everywhere. To create an emotional uproar,
hey,
nigga.
Just know it's a wrap for us in the city. All the complaining don't mean nothing. I'm sorry I have to be the one to tell you. They don't care. All the bitches are complaining. It is what it is. They're here. They're here. Figure it out.
They're going to get $7,000 a month.
But I'm going to say this. Texas, Florida, they told you.
They told you.
It's Massachusetts, New York, all these states up here was like, oh, come here. We'll take care of y'all.
Yep.
Texas and Florida, they said, oh, for real? I bet. Hey, yo, get on this plane, get on this bus.
Get out of here.
And drop them off.
Yes, sir.
So now New York and Massachusetts and all these other sanctuary states and cities are like, wait, we can't handle this.
But
hey,
I will say one thing.
Said nothing.
I will say one thing. All you suburbs, y'all better not bitch.
It's
y'all send all the fiends to the city.
Migrants wait. Coming at you, bring it
it's
on.
Coming at y'all too. Everybody's getting it.
They're putting them in Seaport.
Yes, they are.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, they are. As they should, because all those buildings are fucking empty.
Mm.
That's all European money.
Ooh.
We know.
Ooh.
Don't think we don't know.
Ooh.
We know everything going on.
Ooh.
Y'all ain't smart. I'm a carpenter, baby. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep my job. Hold on.
I'm like, yo, you talking
nah,
too much.
But it ain't a game. Everybody's getting it, yo. There's a lot of them here. It is what it is.
It's nothing wrong with it.
Nothing's wrong with it.
But I think it's gonna create emotional.
It is in the beginning.
Yeah, it's gonna be fucked up.
I do disagree with them putting it over in the middle of Roxbury though. Because that's taken away from the neighborhood itself.
That's the only thing.
That's the only problem I have is that you cannot put people who are coming from nothing into a place that has nothing.
And then give them something.
And then give them something in front of people that have been asking for help this whole time.
And struggling. That's why I don't like it, because it's going to create the divide.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's going to create the divide of people going at people who are migrants for no reason, just because
for no reason.
They feel like, yo, they're privileged and we're not, but yeah, we've been man. Here. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So figure
taxes.
It out. Figure it out.
It
fix
it
that shit. Take them fuck out of here.
Hurry up and get that shit before
hey, Wellesley,
Method O'Mile comes
Wellesley's
back.
Wellesley's right there. Newton is right there. Needham is right there. All these
Weston,
places. Weston.
Belmont.
Westwood.
All those nice
Westwood.
Bro, the hotels and all of that is over there in the suburbs. Take them the fuck out of the city. We got enough problems.
Take them out to Lee Mass, out Western Mass.
Somewhere, man.
Yo, we sound so.
Nah, bro. We got to fight for the city, bro.
I can dig
it. You know what I'm saying? Because the suburbs just sent everybody over here and then we ended up with Medellin Mount. Nah, it's your turn too, nigga.
It's lit.
You niggas now. Fuck out of here, yo.
On that turn. On that note. It's lit.
It's lit.
Vote for us.
Vote for me. I'll set you free.